It's the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Do you guys want to see a show? Yeah! Come on, I know you can be louder than that. Do you want to see a show? Yeah! Do you want to see a good show? Yeah! Do you want to see our show? Yeah! And remember, we have upped our comedy standards. So up yours!
That first song was Up Yours, performed by the Tortuga Twins from the album Big Bad Wolf Show Live, obviously live. You can find them at tortugatwins.com.
Welcome to Season 17, Episode 8 of the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast. This is our 380th show. And this time, in honor of April Fool's Day, we thought we'd take a look at some of the more humorous songs running around on the Renaissance Festival circuit. I'm Chuck Burke. I'm joined today by Danny Fout. This show is sponsored by the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, the patrons of the podcast, the Ren Crews, and the podcast Minions. And we'd like to offer a special thanks to all of the performers who have submitted their music for the show. We currently have 708 albums from 312 performers in our podcast library, but we are always looking for more. If you're a performer or a fan of a performer and you're not hearing music that you'd like to hear on the show, let us know, and let the performers know. They can get in touch with us, and we'll get their music in the library and get it on the show.
Cool. Chuck, I have a special request of you. Can we let the songs do the humor, and don't let me try to tell a joke. Stop me if I try.
All right, let me look around here, see if I've got the big hammer that I can use, because I've had to deal with this before, and you know, we'll keep you in line.
Oh, no, it's easy. Just tell me I don't get to take a drink if I try to be funny on purpose. I'm only funny by accident. That's pretty much how it works. But if I don't get to take a drink, that's my motivation.
Yeah, that would do it for any of us, I think. All right, well, we'll see what we can do.
Ah, see, I haven't violated the rule yet. I'm good.
Excellent.
Let's play a song, shall we?
What have we got?
So the Village Idiots are going to do If I Had a Million Shillings. This is from their album Epic Win. Now, this might sound a little familiar to you if you're a fan of the Brobdingnagian bards. I certainly heard If I Had a Million Ducats is how I was introduced to this concept. But I don't know, maybe you're older than I am. You were aware of the original version of the song probably before I was.
Well, I guess I am a little bit older because it was my children who introduced me to it back in the 1990s.
Oh, okay. You found an out. So bare naked ladies are influencing Renaissance festivals. Can you believe it? The song was actually If I Had a Million Dollars.
Well, of course. Anybody who listens to me on the show here knows that I've got a fondness for the folk music. So it's always fun to see what our performers on the circuit can do with the modern pop music, or even some of the ones that fall in between. We'll see that later in the show. You mentioned the Brobdingnagian Bards version of this. That was one of the first songs I remember hearing on the podcast when I started listening to it back in about, I think it was year two.
Okay, you are old.
Yeah, that's right, you young whippersnapper. Now get off of my lawn.
I can say that because so am I. Let's play a song.
If I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a castle.
I would totally buy you a castle.
And if I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a boat for your castle,
filled with rubber duckies and bubble bath.
If I had a million shillings,
if I had a million shillings,
I'd buy you a team of horses,
some slide sales because they come with beer,
Budweiser. If I had a million shillings, I'd buy your love. If I had a million shillings,
we wouldn't have to eat soup and bread.
If I had a million shillings,
we could afford real food instead.
If I had a million shillings,
we'd have people bring us all our cider.
Yeah, and we could make our own, and we could have our own apple orchard.
With hay rides?
Oh, yeah, and then we could make our own cider.
It would be woodchucks.
Well, we could bring our own woodchucks.
Really? I like woodchucks.
Yeah, then you can squeeze them right into the glass.
No!
Like woodchuck
no,
juice.
No, stop. I'm gonna call Pete on you.
We're not really at the Renaissance, we're at a Renaissance fair. So, what can we do here with $1 million? If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd take you to a show.
But not the Village Idiots, because that's just cruel.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you some turkey legs.
That's an awful lot of turkey legs.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
I'd buy you a face painting.
Heaven, you are cheap.
Yeah.
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I wouldn't have to walk to the fair.
If I had $1 million,
I'd hire a rickshaw to carry us there.
If I had $1 million,
I wouldn't have to come here in the rain.
Well, yeah, but we'd still come here.
Right, but we wouldn't have to.
Well, if we could just sit in a pub and drink all day.
How would that be different than now?
It wouldn't. All right, well, some people, this is kind of their fantasy, but they take a little far with the role-playing, and the wizards, and the D&D, and the 12-sided dice, and the World of Warcraft. Yeah, this verse is for you.
Natural 20.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I'd fly you around the world
in a Starship Enterprise.
Get it all, she's got captain.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I'd impress you with my strength.
I'm a level 25 druid.
I'll meet you in the basement.
If I had superpowers,
if I had superpowers,
I could see right through your dress.
Can we actually do that?
I sincerely hope so.
Oh my god, I eat both of her.
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
Kidney. I was gonna say kidneys, Kevin. You didn't let me finish. I'll eat kidneys.
Where are your kidneys located?
If I had superpowers, I'd win your love. If I had $1 million,
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 if I had $1 million, we'd be kings.
Ahoy there and greetings. This is Garrison, and Garrison III of the Whiskey Bay Rovers, inviting all of you to join us at the Louisiana Pirates of the Pontchartrain Festival, being held April 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th on the grounds of the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. Visit www.lapop.net for more information. We hope to see boatloads of you there.
Stinks of blue.
That was Our Boat, performed by the Pirates Royale from the album Blackjack. You can find out more about them at pirates.com, and that is Pirates with a Y.
Of course. You know, that reminds me so much of that song, Our House. You know, our house in the middle of the street.
Hold on there.
No, actually, I guess it wasn't that one. It was actually Our House by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, and that one's Our House is a very, very, very fine house.
Yep, you're dating yourself again.
I had to look that up. I didn't know that from memory, but it was cool because it did sound so familiar. I just had to go figure out, why am I thinking about a house? So I finally found the answer to that. But, you know, of all these different versions of songs like this, there's really only one that's a good fit for an April Fool show. So I'm glad you found this track by Pirates Royale. Speaking of finding interesting things, we should talk about the Renaissance Stream Guide. If you pop over to Facebook and search for Renaissance Stream Guide, you'll find their page there. And I'm looking over on the left where it's got a link to their website. And oh my goodness, all the stuff that pops up. Starting today, it was 11 a.m. and some days 9 a.m. And then just going all throughout the day and into the evening. It's like you're looking at a program from a fair to see what's going on. But these are just streaming from all over the place and all collected in this one place. So you can see what's going on and see which shows you just don't want to miss. So check it out, the Renaissance Stream Guide. And I'm hoping this continues way past the pandemic. I think a lot of the things that have happened in the last year we've realized are a really good idea. And I hope we'll keep going on for a long time. Cool stuff.
Yeah, the sharing of the information like this has been one of the benefits of the last year. And yeah, I think it'll continue on. I'm seeing this not just with the Renaissance festivals, but in a lot of different areas that I'm connected with. And it's helping a lot of people out. So hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we have The Carrot Story, performed by Sidetracked from their album Extraordinary.
Ooh, I remember Sidetracked. They hosted the first kids episode of this podcast, and that one was so much fun. So I was happy to hear them again and still being included in the podcast. You know, you picked out this song, and I was thinking, oh, you found some sort of something that's a takeoff on a fairy story. But I'm kind of glad, especially coming from Sidetracked, that it wasn't anything like a fairy story, because that's a very different genre. So, Carrot Story, not like Fairy Story.
When I was scrolling through the library and spotted the name on it, I was thinking, well, maybe it's something we could put up there for Easter as well, but it doesn't quite fit for that either, but it certainly works for April Fool's Day.
Yeah. All right. So, here we go. Carrot Story.
Once upon a time,
a long, long time ago,
there lived a carrot.
Wait.
What?
I don't like carrots.
Oh. Who likes carrots? Yeah, good job for liking carrots.
I want to know who doesn't like carrots. That's right, you and me, team no liking carrots.
See, she actually doesn't like anything made of vegetable.
I'm a bad influence, Moms. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Well, one day a carrot was walking through the woods.
Wait, stop. Hold the show.
What?
Carrots don't walk?
Look, the celery stalks, the carrot walks.
All right, fine.
Well, the carrot was walking through the woods, and the carrot ran into a rabbit. And the carrot looked at the rabbit.
And the rabbit looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the rabbit, and the rabbit said,
I'm going to eat you, carrot.
And the carrot said, why are you going to eat me, rabbit?
Because I'm a rabbit. That's what I do.
No, said the carrot. You cannot eat me, for I am no ordinary carrot. I
am an extraordinary carrot.
And someday I will be more than just a carrot.
Hey, Tuvia, we have to explain to them what they have to do at this point.
Oh, all right.
I know everybody needs to point their fingers.
Right.
And just put it way up in the air like you're making an exclamation.
Yeah, as far as you can go.
And you all say?
Well, all together we're going to say extraordinary carrot.
Let's try it out on the count of three.
One, two, three.
Extraordinary carrot!
That was good.
I like that part.
Yeah. Just to let you know, we can see what you're doing.
And we're watching you all the time.
And you look great.
You're so pretty.
Well, at this, the rabbit began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a rabbit? That wasn't bad.
That was good.
Yeah. Some didn't laugh at all, and they're smart. You know why? Rabbits don't make any noise.
Very smart. Well, the rabbit laughed so hard the carrot was able to escape. Whew! Well, said the carrot, this is not the place for me, and continued on his way. And as he walked, the trees got smaller and smaller.
Like broccoli, which I also don't like.
And the grass got taller and taller.
Like wheat germ. I'm not eating none of that, neither.
And soon he found himself in a field, and in that field was a horse. And the carrot looked at the horse.
And the horse looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the horse, and the horse said,
I am not a crook.
No, that's a different story.
I mix those two guys up all the time.
Well, the horse said,
I'm gonna eat you, carrot.
And the carrot said, why are you going to eat me, horse?
Because I'm a horse. That's what I do.
No, said the carrot. You cannot eat me, for I am no ordinary carrot.
I am an extraordinary carrot.
And someday I will be more than just a carrot. Well, at this, the horse began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a horse?
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, some of them didn't say anything because they said, nay. Well, the horse laughed so hard the carrot was able to escape.
Woo.
Well, said the carrot, this is not the place for me, and continued on his way. And as he walked, the grass got smaller and smaller.
Like those little bean sprouts, they get stronger.
And the path got wider and wider.
Like my backside, because I do not eat these things.
And he followed the path up to a castle. He knocked on the castle door. And the doorman answered. And the doorman looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the doorman.
And the doorman looked at the carrot, and the doorman said,
you would make an excellent dinner for the prince.
No, said the carrot. You cannot eat me.
Here comes, get your finger ready.
For I am no ordinary carrot.
I'm excited.
I am an extraordinary carrot. And someday I will be more than just a carrot. Well, at this, the doorman began to laugh.
Can you laugh like a doorman? Oh, that was really
good.
That was really good.
I like that one. Well, the doorman laughed so hard that he picked the carrot up and took him to the kitchen.
Oh, no. What happens to carrots in the kitchen? They get chopped.
They get sliced.
Diced julienne pureed made to nasty tasting drinks. I mean, but delicious cakes.
Well, the cook decided not to do any of those things to our carrot, much to the carrot's happiness. They brought the great dish before the prince. They lifted off the lid.
Shing!
And the prince looked at the carrot.
And the carrot looked at the prince.
And the prince looked at the carrot, and the prince said, you!
Get ready, here it is.
No ordinary carrot.
It's the last one, make it huge.
You
are an extraordinary carrot.
And you will be more than just a carrot. And from that day forward, the carrot was not just a carrot, but the prince's advisor.
The end.
And the moral of the story is,
never eat your vegetables, kids.
Oh no, we're gonna get in trouble.
I told him I was a bad influence.
Well, we better go on to the next story.
Okay.
A very special thanks to the friends of the podcast, Elizabeth Burkholder, Mari Voipio, and Stephen Conroy. Also, thank you to our honorary minions, Casey Herndon, Randall Kimbrough, and Jesse Linder. You can find Jesse Linder at facebook.com/jessielinder.bard. If you would like to help support our show, please consider becoming a patron of the show over at our Patreon page. There's a link to that in the show notes. Also, if you want to make a one-time donation, you can go to paypal.me/renfestpodcast, or just tell your friends about the podcast and why you like it. We're also looking for volunteers if you'd like to help out. Send us an email at renfestpodcast@gmail.com. Our entire podcast is a labor of love. We are all volunteers here, and we could not make this happen without our current patrons who are helping us to finance things like the website and storage for all the music. So thank you so much for all of your help. All that money goes directly back into the show and helps us to bring more music to you. And now on to the actual show.
Oh, this is gonna be great.
On a summer's day, when the wave was rippled by the softest, gentlest breeze, did a ship set sail with a cargo laden for a port beyond the seas. There were fond farewells, there were loving signals from the ones who were most concerned. Though they knew it not, 'twas a solemn parting for the ship. She never returned. Did she ever return?
No. Way too many new people here.
That's
terrible.
You do not
know the rules. This is an interactive song. We will sing, did she ever return? You yell back, no, she never returned. Yeah, very easy. And then we'll say, and her fate is yet unlearned. And you will say, no ship.
It's a P, no ship. It's a P, not a T.
Yes, because that would be the worst thing that happens in our show.
So let's try it. Here we go.
Just to be clear, it is a bilabial plosive stop, not a linguodental stop. AP English for the win!
Let's give it a shot.
So stop at the labia, not at the dental dam. All right, good enough.
Did she ever return? And her fate is yet unlearned. Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Said a feeble lad to his anxious mother, I must cross the wide, wide sea. For they say perchance in a foreign climate there is help and strength for me. Twas a gleam of hope in a maze of danger, and her heart for her youngest yearned. Yet she sent him forth with a smile and a blessing on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is yet unlearned.
No ship.
Though for years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned. Only one more trip, said a gallant seaman as he kissed his weeping wife. Only one more purse of that golden treasure, and will last us all through life. Then I'll spend my days in our cozy cottage and enjoy the rest I've earned. But alas, poor man, for he sailed a commander on the ship that never returned. And did she ever return? That never returned. Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
And her fate is yet unlearned. For years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship that never returned.
Break it!
Did she ever return?
No, she never returned.
Ship that never returned.
Courtney Love!
Did she ever return? Yes, please!
Next style, Kabuki!
Did she ever return?
This does not fly for
her. This is gonna get real racist real fast. Next style! Musical theater! Did she ever return?
No, she never returned. And her fate is yet unknown.
For years and years there were fond hearts watching for the ship.
The ship did ever come back? No, the ship did never return. We are sitting at the dock saying, where the hell's the ship?
That song was Ship That Never Returned by the Righteous Blackguards from the album Just the Tip. You'll find them at righteousblackguards.com. I would not have thought that someone would pick this song for an April Fool's podcast, but I think that's probably the first rendition of this song that I think would be appropriate. So nice job finding that one in our library. Here's my favorite part, the bilabial plosive stop, not a lingual dental stop.
You've got to make sure you get these things right in a performance because it can make all the difference in the world. I've heard the original on this, The Man Who Never Returned, so many times. This one went back to the original styling of the song, just with the drum here. No, I don't think there's any other instrumentation on it, but they've got that harmony in there that just makes it sound so much better.
You know, I play drums, and the drumming, that's really all you need, in my opinion. You just need the drum, and they did a great job of it, too.
For more performances like this, make sure you check out Life's Affair. You can find them at facebook.com/Life's Affair. They are a site that's providing a series of regular podcasts and video streams on different fair-related subjects, but also they have a special event coming up starting April 9th They're teaming up with the Medieval Fair of Norman, and they're bringing the 2021 Medieval Fair online for everybody to share in this year, for those who can't get out there.
Oh, that will be so cool.
I think that's going to be something to look forward to. That starts on April 9th and runs through April 11th. Head on over to their Facebook page or to their website at lifesafair.com.
The next song, I don't know how I hadn't noticed this song before. I remember talking to Terry Griffith, and he told me about the album Long Live Avalok, but somehow I just don't remember Monkey Farts. I just recently discovered that and thought, we have to include this. We might be offending some people's sensibilities, but it's such a funny song. So here you go, Monkey Farts by Terry Griffith.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, they never had the time. He'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man. Or be quiet, for now you cannot have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason to share with me his philosophies of life. He said a monkey fart should smell like a banana, an English fart should smell like Upsy Tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. If a father farts, I hope you think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should woo with power. Cuckoos should fart on the hour. A nun's fart should have meaning, no smell. A strong man's fart should sound like a trumpet. A pretty girl should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now for my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I... He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying watch my step and where I pass. Be careful who I look up to and whatever else I might do. Know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. A monkey fart should smell like a banana. An English fart should smell like Upsy Tea. The farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. If a father farts, I hope you think of me. Hold my finger. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should woo with power. Cuckoos should fart on the hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than to ever let one rip right on the street.
If the weather's feeling icky and you want to get away, and you wonder how the water's feeling up and down the bay, if you need a good vacation, well, you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise. Great entertainment, fabulous food, it's guaranteed to improve your mood. If you need a good vacation and you know you just can't lose when you make your reservations for the Renaissance Cruise, bumpityada, come play!
Visit www.therencruise.com to reserve.
Thank you.
That is Volgmut on today's edition of Strings and Things here on the Renaissance Festival podcast, where we feature songs with instruments that have strings and, you know, things. I'm your host, Jay Michaels. The theme of this episode of the podcast is humor because of April Fool's Day. So we just heard the music of Volgmut, and you may ask, well, do I think Volgmut is funny or silly? Well, no, it's not that. I mean, they can be very funny. But when I listen to Volgmut, they make me smile. That piece we just heard, a medieval bagpipe tune from a village north of Stockholm, Sweden. The band Volgmut was founded in Berlin, Germany by Misha Volgmut, also known as Michael Gardner, in 1997. They have performed in Europe and here in the States since then. In English, Volgmut means in a good mood. You'll often hear drums and bagpipes in the music of Volgmut, but you'll also hear shams, flutes, harps, and fiddles. You know, in the Middle Ages, the term fiddle oft referred to any bowed stringed instrument. Sometimes it referred to all stringed instruments. One of the fiddles you will hear played by Misha in Volgmut is the viel. The viel is a medieval bowed stringed instrument from Europe, a little like the modern violin, the body a bit longer, a bit deeper. 3 to 5 gut strings. It can be played on the arm, like a violin. That is in Italian called dobrachia, which means on the arm. Or on the legs, like a cello. That is how Misha plays. That is called da gamba, Italian for on the leg. Now, make sure you're taking copious notes here. There will be a quiz later in the podcast. So let's listen to another tune from Volgmut from the CD Memento, wrapping up this week's edition of Strings and Things, The Farmer's Polska.
Thank you.
Well met, good lords and ladies. I am Jay Michaels, host of Strings and Things, also known as the Harper from the early music group The Harper and the Minstrel. My wife Abby and I sing and play medieval and Renaissance music on over a dozen traditional period instruments at festivals and other venues. Find us at theharperandtheminstrel.com. I also host weekly episodes of Opening the Harp Chakra, the podcast. Thank you for your kind patronage.
The term steampunk was coined in April 87. The term steampunk was coined in April 87. It was said by K.W. Jetter in a Locus magazine editorial letter. The term steampunk was coined in April 87, which invariably led to a phenomenon across the country at Renaissance fairs everywhere, otherwise known as Steampunk Weekend. Get your steampunk on. Steampunk Weekend. Get your steampunk on. Well, it's Steampunk Weekend at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. It's Steampunk Weekend at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. It's time to take a break from the Renaissance theme. Get yourself all punked up with steam. Well, it's Steampunk Weekend at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. The first thing you gotta get for Steampunk Weekend is some goggles. The first thing you gotta get for Steampunk Weekend is some goggles. If you can't find goggles old or new, get a monocle, yeah, it'll do. Oh, the first thing you gotta get for Steampunk Weekend is some goggles. Next thing you need is a really cool top hat. The next thing you need is a really cool top hat. But you know if a top hat isn't your thing, try a bowler hat, you're a steampunk king. Oh, the next thing you need is a really cool top hat. Steampunk Weekend, get your steampunk on. Steampunk Weekend, get your steampunk on. Next you need a corset, or for guys a vest. Next you need a corset, or for guys a vest. If it's hard to choose your basic clothes, feel free to challenge standard gender roles. The next thing you need is a corset, or for guys a vest. Finally, you accessorize with some props. Finally, you accessorize with some props. A sturdy steam pistol and some skeleton keys. A big brass compass and some arm-warming sleeves. Finally, you accessorize with some props. You're ready for Steampunk Weekend. Get your steampunk on. Steampunk Weekend. Get your steampunk on and 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 on. Steampunk Weekend.
That was Steampunk Weekend by Dan the Bard from the album Epic Loot. This is Greg from The Renlist. A number of fairs are opening in the next few weekends. The Scarborough Renaissance Festival in Waxahachie, Texas opens on April 10th and continues through the end of May. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival in Tampa, Florida has shifted their season this year and will now run from April 10th until May 9th. Meanwhile, the Medieval Fair of Norman in Oklahoma will have its main event online, but you can get food to go the weekend of April 9th. The Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairburn has moved their season later by a week, and is slated to go from May 1st to June 13th. Lastly, the Elizabeth Celtic Festival in Elizabeth, Colorado has canceled their 2021 season. COVID is still an active concern in many regions, so if you do choose to go to a fair, please follow all rules and regulations. Up next is a track by Blackmore's Night. From their second album, Under a Violet Moon, this is Fool's Gold.
Somewhere in a market square, the cobblestones still shine. Glassy eyes become
And I've got to choose. travel on. It's an old buck for skiing on days of dead and gone. But I hope the youngsters around me will perhaps in years to come remember old Jack Palmer and the old keg of rum. The old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. We all sat together around the old keg of rum. The old keg of rum, the old keg of rum. We all sat together around the old keg of rum.
Codmila Felcha, travelers one and all, I'm Matthew Young, the Pride of Ireland. Welcome back to the pub. That last song that you just heard was Old Keg of Rum by the Rumfellows from Oakey Maritime Music for the Landlocked Pirate. Let me tell you, friends, I do love a fine glass of rum. This simple distillate of sugarcane juice or molasses has shared in many a celebration, as well as its fair share of turmoil, for hundreds of years. While we might best know the history of rum from the 1600s in the Caribbean islands, there is documentation of rum-like beverages being mentioned in Sanskrit texts as far back as the 7th century AD. The Caribbean rum we know today is thought to have come from Brazil, as well as cultivated sugarcane. It saw a worldwide spike in popularity with the sailors from all over the world, but most predominantly from the British Royal Navy, who chose to replace their daily rations of French brandy with West Indies rum. Navy strength rum signifies that it tests at 57% alcohol because that's the only strength that could be tested with the gunpowder test. I could talk about all the wonderful rums that I've had in my travels, but I think I would rather tell you about some of the lovely beverages that can be made with a rum that you can find wherever you may reside. A Dark and Stormy is my personal favourite for something simple. It's just a couple of ounces of rum served with a splash of your favourite ginger beer. Now, the daiquiri is also a classic rum drink, and I'm not talking about that overly sugared slushy version. The classic rum daiquiri is simply an ounce and a half of white rum, 3/4 ounce of lime juice, and 1/4 ounce of simple syrup. Shake that up with some ice and strain it into a chilled glass for something delightfully refreshing. Man, all this talk of rum makes the next song too real. It's If I Only Had Some Rum by Pirates for Sale from the Dark Side of the Lagoon. Slán leath.
I could be a drunken ferret, a pirate with a parrot, a buccaneer to some. I would walk with a swagger and I'd wield a deadly dagger if I only had some rum. I could sail a Captain Sparrow, leave behind a straight and narrow, a scoundrel on the run. I would make rum mimosas and I'd drink them with Barbossa if I only had some rum. I could tell you why we fly the Jolly Roger in the breeze. I could sail away and do just as I please and bring the British Navy to their knees. I would be a fearsome sailor, a pirate, not a whaler, not just another bum. Pirate pods I'd be hatching and my arse not be a scratching if I only had some rum. Now I would like to try to pillage every village on the shore. I would plunder from Key West to Baltimore and then go back and take some more. I'd be awesome with a pistol from Jamaica up to Bristol, the treasure I have won. My pirate ship would be a big one. I'd go swinging through the rigging if I only had some rum. Jolly Roger, I'd be flying. Spanish captains would be dying. If I only had some rum.
Felcha to you, lords, ladies, and travellers all. I'm Matthew Young, the Pride of Ireland, and I am thrilled to let you know that my newest album, Here's to Dear Old Erin, will be having its digital release this Friday, April 2nd, through my Bandcamp page. This is a collection of some of my favourite Irish classics, including Whiskey in the Jar, Red is the Rose, I'll Tell Me Ma, and The Rising of the Moon. Just go to irishroots.bandcamp.com and sign up to receive email notifications for when the album will release. Slán leath.
hand. God loves a cheerful giver, give it all you've got. He likes to see you squirming when you're in an awkward spot. So when God decides to test you, that's the time to dance and sing. Praise God, to praise Him is a joyous thing.
That's
come on,
you.
People, that's it. Here we go, first verse. The Lord spoke unto Abraham, said, sacrifice your son.
Now any average mortal man might weep and feel quite glum.
But Abraham knew better, his faith in God it shined.
And just in time the Lord spoke up,
Just kidding, never mind.
Oh, God loves a cheerful giver, give it all you've got. He likes to see you squirming when you're in an awkward spot. So when God decides to test you, that's the time to dance and sing. Praise God, to praise Him is a joyous thing.
Here we go, people. Feels so good. All right, second verse. Now the Lord spoke to that couple in the garden, so it's told.
Don't eat the fruit that's from that tree, it would make you much too bold.
A serpent came to Eve one day, and they began to feud.
They ate the fruit and then exclaimed,
oh my God, we're nude! Oh, God loves a cheerful giver, give it all you've got. He likes to see you squirming when you're in an awkward spot. So when God decides to test you, that's the time to dance and sing. Praise God, to praise Him is a joyous thing.
Last chance, people, make it count.
Here we go. The Lord, He tests us every day. To please Him is our quest.
Be kind to all and say your prayers, and you will sure be blessed.
And if you doubt this is the case, why, we can prove you wrong.
The Lord is testing you right now.
You sat here through this song.
Yeah. Oh, we cracked up in the middle of that, didn't we?
That last song was Cheerful Giver by Hey Nunny Nunny, and that's from their album, Hey Nunny Nunny. And guess what? You can find them online at heynunnynunny.com. I've seen them perform live several times, but it's been a while. Man, I miss them.
Yeah, they were a favorite act of ours up at the Sterling Fair. They haven't been up there the last couple of years and kind of regret that, but they say they're going to be back, so hopefully get to see them again, or you know, maybe I can just start traveling a little bit too.
Well, I hope everyone has a happy or at least a humorous April Fool's Day, or at least survive the day without too many mishaps. Thanks for joining us here on the Renaissance Festival podcast. We just have one song to go.
Yeah, we've been looking at the humor here, but thought we would leave with a serious song. The Irish, they have a way of taking a situation and just going right for the heartstrings with it. We see it in so many of the songs that come out of the Irish culture. Coming up is Waiting for Willie, performed by O'Carolan's Daughters from the album O'Carolan's Daughters, Having Fun. You're going to find that in the spirit of the show that, yes, it is the Irish ballad, but it's what happens when somebody who's caught up in that story doesn't want to be there.
I'm so happy you picked a track from this album. I recently discovered it. We were celebrating the life of Jesse Linder, and I was talking to his friend Sarah Wilfong. She made me aware of this group. She actually joined at the age of 12, and she started performing with O'Carolan's Daughters.
Oh, that's good, because I noted one of the other songs on this. I've already got it set aside for when we do the kids' songs show this year. Look for Ivan the Gypsy Frog coming up soon. But for now, we're all waiting for Willie.
Aren't we all?
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Went sailing for 7 long years, and left his fair maiden alone with her tears. He bid her farewell and said, I must be gone to seek my good fortune and sing this folk song. She hung around beaches with nothing to do, just waited and waited like fair maidens do. And many young sailors who happened along said, don't take it so hard, it's only a song. A fathery dum 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 dee dum dum, fathery fiddle dee dum folk song. She said, I've been faithful, but I'm not sure why. I'm beginning to wonder what I see in the sky. He said that he loved me, but then couldn't stay. I'd like to know who writes this stuff anyway. So somebody help get me out of this song. This waiting for Willie is taking too long. The pain and the heartache are all bad enough, but those up and down bass runs are driving me nuts with their fathery dum 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 dee dum dum, fathery fiddle dee dum folk song. I should have tried rock and roll, I must confess. They get it all done in 3 minutes. minutes or less. I should be out drinking and learning to dance, or partying all night with young men in tight pants. But no, I'm a purist, and this is my lot, to get stuck in this dull and predictable plot, to wait for the chorus and get terribly bored with that insipid tune and those same old three chords. Baldery dum 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 dee dum dong, baldery fiddle dee dum folk song. She said, this is stupid, it's really a shame. You know, I don't even think they gave me a name. So it's fair maiden this, and it's fair maiden that. When that sailor comes home, he can eat my new hat.
And just when she thought that things couldn't get worse, Willie came home in the 43rd verse. And she said,
hey Buster, what took you so long?
And all he could do was to sing her this song.
Baldery dum 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 dee dum dong, baldery fiddle dee dum folk song. I've waited and waited and waited,
she cried,
for you to come sailing back home on the tide. You've got to be kidding, you've got it all wrong, if all that I get is this stupid folk song.
She said,
well, that does it, I've wasted my life.
She went to her bedroom and pulled out a knife. She held that cold dagger right up to her breast and plunged that cold blade deep into her chest. Oh, woe is me, Willie did yell. To live without what's-her-name would surely be hell. And there in his sorrow, and there in his pain, he hanged himself high on a fine golden chain. And when he was dead, she got up from the floor.
It's something I bought at the novelty store. It's a really cheap trick, but I knew it would work. I just had to get rid of that insufferable jerk. It's hardly traditional, I must admit, but I'm sorry I just could not stick with that script. I know it's not noble, but you've got me all wrong. I'm not gonna die for some stupid folk song with its
baldery dum 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 dee dum dong, baldery fiddle dee dum folk song. With its baldery dum 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 dee dum dong, baldery fiddle dee dum folk song.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.